Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal, Kellogg's Corn Flakes!
Today, Kellogg's Corn Flakes brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Trigger Treachery. Free now with Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Free balloons to make doodaloons. For clever new party favors, toys, table decorations. Doodaloons are fun for everyone, boys and girls, moms and dads. Find out all about them. Listen later in the program for the special announcement that tells about the free balloons. The free balloons to make doodaloons in boxes of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles were hated and feared by the lawbreakers of the Old West. More than one planned death for the two lawmen, and one clever crook came dangerously close to success when he set a trap with Trigger Treachery.
Hickok, how come you signed us on as a couple of cowhands on the Walking Jig spread? You know that working at a regular job makes me unhappy.
Then you're just going to have to be unhappy for a while, Jingles. The Walking Jig's been having all kinds of rustler trouble. Now, if we can look like a couple of ordinary cowpokes, maybe we can find out where it's coming from.
Oh, I don't mind looking like a cowpoke. It's working like one that bothers me.
This is all part of the plan. Keeps us busy around the ranch where we can keep an eye on the cattle. If we see anything suspicious, we can follow it up.
Yeah, but why did that jug-headed foreman put us on the job of popping strays out of the brush? These dad-blamed dogies get back up in them canyons, and I just ain't built for plowing through that kind of country after them.
Raising cattle is a tough business, partner.
And rounding them up is tougher. The skeet hits me in the face, the cactus jabs me in the shafts, and Joker's getting so mad that he's going to try to pitch me all on my head the first time I'm not looking.
Hold it a minute.
Whoop, Joker. What do you see, Bill?
Just another calf, Jingles. There he is in that little draw full of scrub oak.
Where else would he be? Not out in the open where we can get at him. Every one of those little white-faced varmints crawls into the deepest brush he can find and then dares us to come in and get him.
Well, that's what we're here for. All right, let's pop him out. Hi there, Buckshot.
Get in there, Joker. Get in there.
Get out of there.
Get along there.
There he goes. All right, turn him downhill, Jingles.
Turn him? I can't even see him. I got a face full of oak leaves and acorns.
Get around there.
There he goes. Look at him run.
Jingles, look. Whoa, Joker.
Now what?
There's a cougar on top of that rock. He'll have that calf if we don't get him.
Hey, Caffy, watch out behind you!
Now get that cat.
Bill, you missed.
That's funny.
You missed again.
One low and one to the left. See what you can do.
You hit him.
That finished him off. Well, looks like you got yourself a lion skin rug, Jingles.
Yeah, but I ain't happy, Bill.
What's the matter?
Well, you missed that cat four times. Twice with each of your guns.
Yeah, I can't figure out what's wrong.
Well, you could make that shot with a sack tied over your head. You slipping or something?
I don't know. I sure had a good bead on him.
Well, you ain't missed a shot that easy since you were 5 years old. Bill, that just ain't like you.
You see that little red cactus apple on that prickly pear bush?
About 50 yards away? Uh-huh.
Watch.
Bill, I don't like to mention it, but that cactus apple is still there.
Let me have one of your guns a minute, Jingle.
Here you are. Well, that's better. better. Cactus apple jelly.
Here's your gun. Let's drive the rest of these cattle down and get back to camp. Get around there, Buckshot.
Move along, Jugger. Oh, don't look so serious, Bill. I was only kidding about your slipping. It wasn't your fault. Something's wrong with your gun.
That's all I'm worried about, Jingles. You and I count on our guns to stay alive on this job. If something's wrong with them, it can be mighty dangerous.
You take awful good care of your guns, Bill. If something's wrong with them, I'll bet somebody's been fooling around with them.
That's what I want to find out. There's a gunsmith over in Prairie Hill. Let's go pay him a visit.
Goodness, maybe you've been cracking the hickory nuts in mid the front sight yet.
Not that I can remember.
Now, Bill wouldn't do a silly thing like that.
Here in the back is okay with an exploding rammer, but in the front, don't know if that's in front of me.
What's okay there in the back?
An exploding rammer. It's good.
Bill, do my six guns have an exploding rammer?
He means a firing chamber.
Oh, that.
Well, can you fix up those front sides for me in the next hour or so? I don't like to be without my guns very long.
Both sides is good-looking stunkin'.
They must be good-looking plenty good stunkin' when Wild Bill Hickok can't shoot with them friends.
Ach, du lieber.
Now what?
Oh, but the papa offer is bunkin' mit ein klunkin'.
It sure is. I can hear the klunkin'.
You lost me, fellas. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, but the papa offer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Over there, popper offer. But what's popping off besides you?
He means a trigger, Jingles. Listen.
Well, I hear it, but what's wrong?
Somebody's jimmied the trigger so that the hammer slammed on hard and pulled the guns off target.
Well, why didn't he say so?
How long will it take you to fix him up, Fritz?
Well, he's kapushing myself. Ein, zweihafen. Zweihafen is coming with the shoot pistols.
Okay, we'll come back at 2:30.
Now, who said anything about 2:30?
Zweihafen is 2:30, Jingle.
If the door's been up shutting, is blotzen mit the knuckles, yeah?
Okay, if you got your door shutting, why, I'll blotzen it with my knucklers. Meantime, Bill and me is going to be getting das luncheon mit sauerkraut and Wiener schnitzels. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, Bill. See you at 2:30, Fritz.
Well, first on this fixing the papa over.
Howdy, mister. You the gunsmith?
Yeah, yeah, inside and coming.
I'm coming in for just a minute. Those Wild Bill Hickok's guns you're working on?
Yeah, yeah. He's looking gestunken to sides under.
I don't care what's wrong with him. You ain't fixing them.
But the papa over.
Never mind. I want those guns the way they are.
But you.
Shut up!
Free balloons to make doodaloons. Yes, now there's lots of fun for everyone with Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Free balloons to make doodaloons. The newest fun fad for boys and girls and grown-ups, too. Doodaloons are gay little clowns, cowgirls, cops, and sailors colorfully printed on the backs of Kellogg's Corn Flakes boxes. You cut out the doodaloon, then blow up and put the free balloon on it for a head. What fun you'll have doodling funny faces on the balloons with ink or lipstick or paints to make dandy toys, clever party favors, or table decorations. You get one with each box of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, and there's 8 different doodaloons in all. They're so easy to make, they're brand new, exciting, bright, and funny. Make one, and you'll be a doodaloon fan for sure. They're at your grocer's now. Look for the Kellogg's Corn Flakes with the doodaloons. You'll want to make more than one doodaloon, so get several packages of delicious Kellogg's Corn Flakes soon. The flakes that taste best to more people. Always have, still do. A pair of 6 guns were mighty important to the lawmen of the Old West. And when Wild Bill Hickok's guns were tampered with, he took them to a gunsmith in Prairie Hill. But someone else was interested in those guns, someone who backed up his ideas with gun smoke and hot lead.
Please, please, nine.
The next slug will be plumb center if you haven't got the idea that I mean business, understand?
Yeah, yeah, it's nine gewixen da shoe business.
That's better. When Hickok comes back for those guns, you charge him your regular price and hand them over. But they won't be fixed. They'll be just like they are now.
Yeah.
And don't try to tip them off. I'll be outside that back window, and if I hear one word that might tell Hickok what's wrong, you're a dead gunsmith.
Yeah. It's nine talking, not even to myself.
That Hickok and his deputy have been getting too nosy about the business I'm in. And now that they're hanging around the walking jay, they're getting too close for comfort.
Yeah. Hickok is a good hunting marshal.
All right, so he's a good lawman. But if he doesn't get off my trail, he and I are going to be shooting it out one of these days. And when we do, I want the odds all on my side.
Well, it's almost 2:30, Bill. Time to go back to Fitz's gun shop and see if we can understand what the old boy's talking about.
Yeah, let's go. Fritz sure has his trouble with the English language, but he's great when it comes to fixing guns.
He not only has trouble with English, he don't speak very good Spanish either.
No, partner, that's sort of a Pennsylvania Dutch. But most of it is Fritz's own invention.
Oh, well, I'm glad I don't have to listen to him very often. Pretty soon he'd have me gespeaking mit die Dutchen.
Hey, you do pretty well at that. Well, here we are. Got the door locked.
Yeah, their door been up shutting. What was it he said? Oh, yeah. Blotzen mit der knuckles.
That's right. Go ahead and blotzen.
It's coming, Bill.
Howdy, Fritz. We're back right on time.
Yeah, inside and you're coming.
Those six guns of mine ready to go, Fritz?
Yeah. It's die fixen ein exploding hammer.
But you said the exploding hammer was all right.
Myself is gefixen like you said. Das open gebummen shooters.
Das open gum what and shooters?
He means the guns, Jingles.
Oh, that.
You say you fixed them just like I told you to, huh?
Yeah. Gefixen just like you said. That'll be $2.75.
Hey, sure speaks good English when it comes to money.
That's a fair price for what you've just told me, Fritz. Here's your money.
And here is the shoot business.
Well, so long, Fritz. We'll stop in again next time we need help.
Bill, what was he so nervous about?
Never mind. Give me one of your guns.
But why?
Hurry it up. I put my gun in your left holster. Keep your good one where you can get it in a hurry.
Bill, I don't understand this.
Now start walking and don't stay too close to me.
All right, but I don't know what's going on.
You know, that Fritz is a fine gunsmith, Jingle. Sure knows what he's doing.
I ain't so sure. I thought he was going to fix the sights and the popper offer, not the exploding whammer.
Hey, what's the idea? Why don't you look where you're going?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were going to pop around that corner like that.
I don't like being bumped into.
Now, Bill said he was sorry. What are you going on a prod about?
You stay out of this. My fight is with this Jasper that goes around trying to knock people down.
I haven't got any fight with you, but if you don't get a holder on that temper of yours, I might have.
Don't tell me what to do. If you want to start something, go ahead and draw.
You know, you're acting pretty silly. I don't want to start anything.
Well, if you won't draw, I will.
Bill, look out! Now you're shooting like you used to, Bill. After his hand stops hurting, he's going to have to walk clear across the street to pick up his gun.
How can you shoot like that with those guns of yours, Hickok?
Uh-oh.
What do you know about my guns, mister?
Well, nothing. Nothing. I just thought that... Well, I didn't think you could shoot that straight.
You know, lots of other Jaspers have made the mistake of thinking the very same thing.
I don't know what you're up to, mister, but you better get on about your business and stay out of my way from now on. The next time you decide to mug with somebody's guns, be sure they're your own.
All right. I'm going. But you're riding a range where you're not wanted, Hickok. You better watch your step.
Woo-wee, he's a nasty sort of a sidewinder, ain't he, Bill?
He sure is. Well, I'm glad I had one of your guns in my holster.
You mean your gun still ain't been fixed?
That's right. That's what Fritz was trying to tell me back in the shop.
I can only understand about half of what Fritz says.
When did he tell you your guns weren't fixed?
Oh, he never came right out and said so, but he kept talking about things that didn't make too much sense. I figured somebody was listening.
Probably that salamander you just tangled with.
Yeah, it could have been.
You know, that little old Fritz has got plenty of nerve. He knew somebody was holding a gun on him, and he still let you know about your gun.
There he comes now, Jingles. You probably heard the shooting.
Manfield! Manfield! Just all righting?
Yeah, he's all righting. Thanks to you, Fritz.
Oh, was hearing the shooting? Dr. Lieber, and you with them stunken shoot pistols.
Everything's okay, Fritz. I came out all right.
Yeah, he borrowed one of my guns, and he did just fine with their shooter-upper.
Himmel, the stunker, he was already by the back window out here hiding.
I figured somebody was listening because you kept saying you fixed the guns just like I told you to, and I never did tell you what to fix.
Yeah, that was pretty smart, Fritz. I didn't get the idea, but Bill sure did. And he gave that sidewinder the surprise of his life.
Well, he's back coming to the shop, and he's fixing the oversider and the popper over.
Okay, Fritz, then we're going to head back to the Walking J. You know, I got a hunch all this is tied up with the rustling that's been going on out there.
Yeah, I think so too, Bill. And I got a hunch that some gun-fixing, cattle-stealing varmint is heading right for Ein Bust in der Schnuder.
All I can figure is that somebody got to my guns at night while we were asleep in the bunkhouse.
Well, in that case, we got to be suspicious of all the hands on the ranch.
That's right.
I haven't seen that buzzard you had the shooting scrape with anywhere around the spread.
Don't forget it's roundup time, Jingles, and the hands are scattered all over the place.
Yeah. Well, what do we do next?
Head down in the valley where the branding's going on and keep an eye on that big herd. It sure be a big haul for the rustler.
Yeah, I guess that's the best. Uh-oh. Whoa, Joker.
Whoa, Buckshot. What do you see?
Look at the ridge across the valley.
Yeah, cattle. Hundreds of them being driven up to the pass.
Oh, Bill, that ain't the way they'd be going if they were being put back on the range.
It sure isn't. That whole herd's being rustled, and it's up to us to stop them.
Hi, Buckshot. Let's go on.
Yeah, Joker. We don't want them little doggies to get along any further. Ha, ha, ha!
My doodaloons.
I'm making a clown doodaloon.
Oh, boy, what a swell party stunt, making doodaloons.
Oh, there's fun for everyone now in Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Free balloons to make doodaloons. Clever party favors, table decorations, or dandy toys for any time. Doodaloons are gay little figures of cowboys and cops and clowns colorfully printed on the backs of Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages. You cut out the doodaloon body and use the free balloon that comes inside the Kellogg's Corn Flakes package to make a head for the doodaloon body. Then, what fun you'll have doodling funny faces on the balloon head with paint or lipstick or ink. There's one doodaloon to a package, a whole set of 8 different doodaloons in all. Now, you'll want them all for a party soon, so real soon, get several doodaloon packages of delicious Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the flakes that taste best to most people. Always have, still do. While Bill and Jingles, after their visit to the gunsmith in town and Bill's shooting scrape with a stranger, were heading back for the Walking J Ranch when they saw a sight that changed their plans. A whole herd of cattle was being driven toward the pass by rustlers, and the two lawmen quickly took off in pursuit.
We're catching up to them awful fast, Bill.
Be ready for anything, Jingles. These gents have got a lot of nerve to steal a herd that size in broad daylight.
Yeah, they're probably the kind of buzzards that would consider it a real pleasure to shoot our ears off.
Well, we'll give them an argument if they try it. There's a herd boss over there. Get around there, Buckshot.
Come on, Joker.
Hey, look who he is, Jingles.
Well, what do you know? Our old gun-fixing friend from back in Prairie Hill.
He tried drawing on us once. Maybe he'll be smarter this time.
Maybe, but I'm watching him just the same.
Hell, but who are
you? Oh, now, Joker, who? Hey, what's going on here?
I don't know that it's any of your business, but we're herding cattle.
Those are Walking J cows. Where are you taking them?
I'm taking him over to Summer Range in Green Valley, Hickok. What about it?
Seems to me if the Walking J wanted them over in Green Valley, they'd send along some of their own riders.
That's where you're wrong. They hired me to trail this herd. And if you don't believe it, just ride on back to the ranch house and ask them.
What if it turns out he's right, Bill?
Then I'm in trouble, partner. I think this gin is running a big bluff, and I'm calling it right now.
Hey, Pete! Eddie! Get on over here.
Come on, Blaze.
You need a few more guns to back you up, huh?
You want
to
put it that way, yeah. I sort of like to have the odds in my favor.
You're going to need plenty long odds if you figure on tangling with Bill again. You got him pretty mad the last time.
Never mind, Jingles.
But, Bill,
this isn't a battle between me and this gent. We were sent out here to catch the rustlers that were working in this valley. And it looks like we caught them, so let's take them on into jail.
Oh, there! Hey, what's up, Blaze?
Pete, Eddie, this is the great Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
Hickok?
That's right.
But, Blaze, I thought you had it all fixed.
Shut up.
That's right, Pete. Don't go giving away your boss's secret.
What do you want with us, Marshal?
I caught all of you driving Walking J cattle off the range. I want you to turn that herd back to the ranch. If you got a right to drive them, you can prove it there without any trouble.
We got another idea.
Look out for them, Bill. They're spreading out.
Now, let them have it. Cut them down.
Now, leave that gun on the ground, Eddie. Leave it there, I said.
Give me a hand, Eddie. Hickok liked to tore my arm off with that second shot.
You're lucky he was aiming for your arm and not your head.
You featherhead, you missed him. Well, I'll get him.
You want to go this way, huh? Well, that's fine with me.
You two just stand hitched. This is a private fight.
We ain't getting into it.
I'll spread you all over this end of the valley.
I don't like that idea.
Billy's got a knife.
Drop it and fight fair.
Oh, my arm.
Come on, drop it. Fixing guns, pulling knives. There's nothing on us to butt you up.
Take it easy.
Easy nothing. I just started all this, and now I'm going to finish it.
Yes, sir, he made the same old mistake. Got Bill mad.
I'm glad I didn't get him that mad at me.
You two wake him up and get him ready to ride. We're heading these cattle back to the ranch. And then you're all going to go to jail.
Yep. Like your old friend Fritz would say, it's your finished or stunkin' rustle business. And from now on, you jappers are going to be shutting in their jailhouse.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. Andy and I'll be back your way again on Monday.
You bet we will. And believe me, we've got a rip-roaring Wild Bill Hickok story you won't want to miss. Join us, will you?
So long, kid.
See you Monday.
Hey, Wranglers. Kellogg's has rounded up your favorite cereals and corralled them in one package for you. Kellogg's Variety Pack. You can't miss with a different favorite for each day in the week. Monday, have Sugar Frosted Flakes. Tuesday, Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Wednesday, Rice Krispies, and so on. 10 generous individual servings in all, oven fresh to you. So pick your favorites from the Variety Pack. Ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety Pack today. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Jack Moyles, Frank Gerstle, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, and reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!